Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, easy is kingdom, and easy mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Come on, let me hear you, let me hear you. Put your hands together like this. Come on. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we reflect the picture came. We were distracted. The picture came. And we fell. We were dreamed to live a life that's simple. A life that's cool, a life that's beautiful. It is my goal to remind you of this simple. We bring you a new world.
Come on, y'all, and tell them.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world. Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Say it again, sis.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Y'all can say it, tell somebody.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Well, now it's time.
Now it's time.
We change our thinking.
We change our thinking.
Know our design.
Know our design.
And our Father's plan.
And our Father's plan.
Oh, yes, it's time.
Oh, yes, it's time.
We get back to kingdom.
We get back to kingdom.
Now is the time.
Now is the time.
We take our stand.
We want to live a life that's beautiful, a life that's cool, a life that's enchanting. It is my goal to remind you of this principle. You will be a new world.
Where my Eden citizens at? Let me hear it.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Yeah, sing it to somebody.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Tell somebody
a thing. Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Let's get
this. Let's get back to
Eden. Okay, tell them how it is, y'all.
Our family's blessed.
Our
family's
blessed.
Finances blessed.
Our mind is
blessed.
Our mind is
spirit. Our mind is blessed.
And our body's blessed.
We were tempted.
We were tempted.
And we fell.
But guess what?
Jesus came.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for?
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Tell someone, I tell you.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Oh, you can sing it.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Everybody, sing it.
Let's get back to
Eden. They're right
here.
Come on, y'all. Let's open up
the
mouth. Eden, where you at?
Oh,
that's what we're supposed to be doing, living on top of the world and not in the world and part of the world, but on top of the world. And the way you do that, brothers and sisters, is by being spiritual. You know, I can't tell you how many times the Lord constantly reminds me, don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And please, let us not forget that 1 John 5:19 says, the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And then he says, for us, get away from evil, cling to that which is good. Hallelujah. We come with thanksgiving in our hearts today. Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the ability to be able to speak a word on your behalf. Hallelujah. On your behalf. And Father God, we know that your word says in everything give thanks. So we're constantly reminded that we're supposed to be thankful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for calling us. Thank you for telling us, Father God, to be not lovers of the world or the things that's in the world. And that if anyone loves the world and the love of the Father is not in them. I thank you, Father God, for allowing us to see what your word says. I thank you, Father God, that your word says that the world hate us. If anyone love the world, the love of the Father is not in them. For all is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. I thank you, Father God, for that. I thank you that we will abide forever because we're part of Jesus' kingdom. We're part of Christ's kingdom. I thank you, Father God, that we can pray today in spirit and in truth. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for Pastor Bill, who's traveling. We pray ministering spirits will follow her and be with her on her journey. I thank you, Father God, that ministry angels is going to go and protect her in whatever her endeavors and whatever she are planning on doing, that your spirit will be there. I just thank you for her and her family. They will guard her and protect her. Now I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for, thank you, Father God, for those saints that are going through it. I thank you for they have to go through it, because to get to the other side, they have to start on this side and go through it. So I thank you for it, and we bind up anything that's causing harm to any of the saints on this broadcast, especially those that are have a heart for you, those that love you, Father God, those that are in an uncompromising position, and the enemy is trying to take them over. I bind it up in the name of Jesus right now. I speak to you, Satan, by authority. I bind up your lying spirit, all your conniving, your cheating, your misguided words. I bind them up in the name of Jesus right now. I say, loose these people. I speak a clear path for somebody right now. I just speak a clear path for you. Even though it looked dark and it looked bad and I want you to know that the word of God says, endure it. Why? Because joy cometh in the morning. And it's morning time for you. Let me tell you that right now. It's morning time. It may look grim. It may look bad. It may not look like it's going to happen in your favor, but it's happening. You know how I know? Because Romans 8:28 says, he's working all things together for our good. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, for doing this in Jesus' name. Everybody agreed. Amen. They said amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, brothers and sisters, we've been talking about Satan, which really is Lucifer, which really is the demons. So with all that being said, we've been really focusing in on Satan and his angels. So let me begin by saying this, brothers and sisters, because we've studied Satan, but you have to know that it's Satan and his angels, which are called demons. We must realize that Satan's best and most unique work is to convince people like you and I that he does not exist. That's what Satan want to do. He want to convince us that he doesn't exist. So he always play the blame game on somebody. Oh, he did this, she did that, but that was just, no, that's not Mary Sue. That's not Billy. That's Satan and his demons. That's why it's important that you know that it's Satan and his demons. Don't look at Satan being by himself. You see, that's easy to say, oh, that ain't nothing but Satan. No, maybe one of his demons. So if he disguised himself enough for you to think that's him, one of them demons and tricked you. One of his angels have tricked you. The Bible says Satan and his angels. A lot of times you'll see Satan and his angels. So that's important. The scripture teaches us that Satan and the fallen angels appear many, many times in scripture. And it reveals Satan and his angel as a personal, corruptive, and evil force against us, against man. So the Bible says, beware of the devil. He's going about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Over in 1 Peter 5:8, that's what he's doing. He's going by to see whom he may devour. I just want to say to you today, Satan trying to find a way to get to you. Trying to find a way. But Jesus told me to tell you and remind you that Satan didn't have the last say. Not as far as God is concerned. Satan do not have the last say, brothers and sisters. And you need to know this. You need to confess this. The moment you start confessing, Satan, you ain't got the last say about me and what I do and my affairs. But if you don't tell him how he supposed to know that you know that you know? Supposed to know. Unless you tell him, hey, I'm blessed going in, blessed coming out. The devil just going to assume things, brothers and sisters. Let me tell you this. God is in total control. And if not, then who is? That's why you got to remember Psalms 91:4. Under his wings. That's where you're living at. You're living under the shadow of the Almighty.
Amen.
Right before we get into this lesson, I want to say, don't cheat yourself out of what's yours. Blessings is yours. Deliverance is yours. Prosperity is yours. According to the Bible, kind of prosperity. prayer is yours. Don't let that devil cheat you and lie to you and tell you, oh, God ain't going to do nothing for you. That you got to suffer. You got to do a bunch of lies. So let's strive and don't just survive, okay? Don't look at things as a problem, but look at things as an opportunity. See, when it's an opportunity for me to bind the devil up. Let me bind him up. That's what God calling me to do, bind that creep up. That's what he wants you to do, bind that creep up. Man, you've been established in Christ. Ooh, I got to tell you that. You have been established in Christ. Even though we're talking about the God of this world, I need to tell you, brothers and sisters, you've been established in Christ, man, before the foundation of the world. Let me find Colossians 2, 6, and 7. And these are scriptures we had this week, so it's part of the review. So, but over in Colossians, the second chapter, I was going to go to Ephesians, but I go to 6 and 7. Colossians, in the book of Colossians, I'm going to 2nd chapter, 6 and 7 verse. Reads like this. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And I got my, go and read the 8th verse too, because it said, beware lest any man spoil you through vain philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition and after the remnants of the world, and not after Christ. Get evangelist William to read that, if you will, out of the Messenger Bible.
Yes, Colossians 2, 6, 7, and 8, Messenger Bible. My counsel for you is simple and straightforward. Just go ahead with what you've been given. You received Christ Jesus, the Master. Now live him. You're deeply rooted in him. You're well constructed upon him. You know your way around the faith. Now do what you've been taught. School's out. Quit studying the subject and start living it. And let your living spill over you. Spill over into thanksgiving. Watch out for people who try to dazzle you with big words and intellectual double talk. They want to drag you off your endless arguments that never amount to anything. They spread their ideas through the empty tradition of human beings and the empty superstitions of spirit beings. But that's not the way of Christ. Amen.
So, You God done taught you some stuff. He done taught you how to bind the enemy up. Then live with that. Do that. Don't talk about it. Be about it. You know how to pray. You know you're in Christ. Then live like it. Live on top of the world. Stop living beneath who you really. Satan want to keep you down. And he's the kind of devil that he put his foot on you. And tell them demons, don't let her up to breathe. Don't let him do nothing. Keep him down, down, down. And see, that's what Satan wants to keep you. But listen, brothers and sisters, God said, I already prayed for you. That your faith faileth you not. God already got you. But he prayed that your faith fail you not. Thank you so much. But you're established in the faith of Christ, okay? This week, if anybody want to have anything to say on the review, you can go ahead before we really get started. I guess some of y'all thought, well, man, y'all really got started. No, not really. But we had We talked this week about Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 15. And we talked a little bit on Ezekiel 28, 15 through 17. So if anybody have any anything they want to share, press 1. And meanwhile, we'll get ready to read our foundational scriptures. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Will. Well, hallelujah. Well, let me go over here and do it then. Just want to act like that. In Isaiah 14, verses 12 and 15, anybody, just press 1. Just press 1 and we'll let you in. Hallelujah. Anyone, just want to have something to share about the review this week, press 1. We'll let you in. If not, Ezekiel 14, 12, and 15. But now remember, our other foundational scripture is 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3, 5. If our gospel be hidden, it's hidden to them that are lost, and the God of this world have blinded their minds. And that's why we end up to where we're at now, because we're talking about the God of this world. And so in Isaiah 14, 12, 15, Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 15, read like this. How art thou fallen, O from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nation? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into the heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north. And the 14th verse says, and I will ascend above all the heights of the clouds. And I'll be like the Most High. Yea, thou shalt be brought down to hell and the side of the pit. Amen, amen.
Amen. In the Messenger Bible, Isaiah 14, 12, would it come down this? O Babylon, day star, son of dawn, flat on your face in the underworld mud, you famous for flattering nation. 14. I'll climb to the top of the cloud. I'll take over as king of the universe. Amen, amen.
What 15 says?
15. Isaiah 14:15. But you don't make it. But you didn't make it, did you? Instead of climbing up, you came down, down with the underground dead, down to the abyss of the pit. Amen, amen.
And a little bit we talked about Satan, Lucifer, when he asked the question, how art thou fallen? And we had to go to Ezekiel 28 verses 15 and through 17. So in Ezekiel, because this is answering the question of Isaiah, okay? And because see, the great truth of this is Satan has angels. But his original name was Lucifer. Please, brothers and sisters, don't forget that. Because he, at some point in time, is going to be beneficiary to you to know that Satan is called, was called Lucifer, and how he lost. So you see, God allowed people to kill themselves. God allows people to do what's going on themselves. God don't put, that's the thing about God is so awesome. God loves us so, he'll do everything he can to keep us. So a lot of times we hurt ourselves. Lucifer had so much knowledge, so much wisdom, so much beauty until he hurt himself. God didn't have to do anything. God didn't do nothing but just sit there and allow the angels and allow Satan to kick it, to do it to himself. That's what the Bible says. So in Ezekiel, 28, I think we read 15 through the 17. So let me find that. My computer running. 15. It reads like this. Thou was perfect in the day from the day of that thou was created till iniquity were found in thee. That's the 15th verse.
Yes, amen. Ezekiel 28:15, Messenger Bible. From the day of your creation, you were sheer perfection, and then imperfection, evil, was detected in you.
Hallelujah. Listen, brother and sister, the moment he said within himself what he's going to do, everything began to change right there, began to shift. He began to announce what he was going to do. And things began to change him. But he was created as the greatest of all the angelic hosts. And in that, his beauty, his knowledge caused him. Matter of fact, the Bible says he was called a morning star. This Lucifer, son of the morning, which symbolizes his estate in heaven. So Isaiah, God addressed him by his heavenly title, Lucifer, meaning son of the morning. It's through Ezekiel, God addressed him by the earthly title, like King of Tyrus, symbolizing the lowest, the depth of moral living. So this title expressed the highest of all the creative power and the lowest. And then you, if you want to see how low God made him, go to Genesis 3, and you can see that. That's why he cursed him and told him he had to eat dust for the rest of his being through eternity. And we saw some scriptures where actually Tyree was speaking, but yet Satan speak through him, because that's the kind of devil you're dealing with. He'll use a serpent. The devil use anybody. He'll use your best friend. The things that you think that don't really mean nothing, ain't about nothing, he'll have your child to say something to hurt you to your heart. And all they can say is, oh, they didn't really mean it, you know. Yes, they did. Satan used them, and he'll use you. He'll use anybody that becomes a willing vessel. Even the king of Tyrus, he used. Yes. But in Ezekiel 28:12-15, God goes on beyond the king of Tyrus to speak to Satan, and God indirectly asked Satan in Genesis 3, 14 and 15, and also in Matthew 6:23. No person could possibly be referenced to in Isaiah or in Ezekiel. We established the fact that Lucifer was who God was talking about, the son of the morning, that means the day star, light bearer. When he became the light bearer, he had knowledge. And he got knowledge today, brothers and sisters. Don't shortchange it. The truth is the truth. God made him like that. And he did it for our good. And you'll see that before the end of this lesson, you're going to see it. Because the Bible says he was full of wisdom. He was perfect in his beauty and had been in the Eden, the garden of God, and was told, thou art the anointed cherubim and that covereth. And we talked a little bit about that. I didn't get into all of that. But listen, brothers and sisters, when you get to talking about who Lucifer was, here's what happened. So I can just kind of put things in perspective and move on. Lucifer is the anointed cherubim. And because Satan, by introducing the original sin into the universe, and that's pride. Everybody have ever been born likes a little pride. It was birthed in us, and especially in America. That's why every country have their own national anthem, pride. And when they hear that song, most true-blooded, whoever, whatever country, nation you come from, you hear that, your flag, that's pride. Yeah. We were born and shaped in that pride stuff. And that's the kind of stuff that causes a downfall, brothers and sisters. When you get lifted up, I see when people buy a car or people get a new home, they be so caught up in that they destroy other people and they don't know it. It become a big deal to them. Where there was a time they would give somebody a ride, but pride got them.
Yeah.
The same people they used to stand at the bus stop with. The same people they used to hear. Now they got a ride and they won't give their friend a ride. Pride will cause a lot of marriages, a lot of friendship. When I think about some of the stuff that pride does. Pride.
It destroys. Yes.
It destroys you. Pride is a dangerous thing. Some people get a little money. I ain't talking about millions of millions. I'm talking about just a few thousand dollars and get lifted up. Money do that to you. I should say, does. And why? Because of pride. See, pride is associated with the things in the world. So that's why it's so important that we'll pay attention to the scripture when he talks about coming out of the world. Because, see, as long as you're functioning according to the world, remember what Jesus said over there in John 15:19-20? We'll go there. In John 15:19-20. And then while she finds that, let me tell you, Jesus also answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, my servant would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not of here. Just like our kingdom should not be of here. But in John 15:19-20, if ye were of the world would love his own. Yet because you are not of the world, but have chosen out of the world, therefore the world hates you.
John 15:19-20, Messenger Bible. If you lived on the world's terms, the world would love you as one of its own. But since I picked you to live on God's terms and no longer on the world's terms, the world is going to hate you. When that happens, remember this. Servants don't get better treatment than their masters. If they beat on me, they will certainly beat on you. If they did what I told them, they will do what you told them. Amen, amen.
Well, you see, thank you so much. Remember, brothers and sisters, friendship with the world is an enemy to God. And when I say the world, I'm talking about these worldly churches. I ain't talking about what most church talk about. Most church folks want to talk about people that's not into a church or not part of a church. I ain't talking about them folks. Them heathen. Satan already got them. I'm talking about people that of other congregation. The one the Bible says Lucifer was trying to take over. He want to be on top of the congregation. These are the people I'm trying to alert to the truth. Because they think that they right. They think they got it going on. But their eyes have been blinded, 2 Corinthians 4. They've been blinded to truth, but they think they got it going on because they're able to get in there and preach a sermon. It's homiletically arranged. They get a lot of applause. They get a lot of amen, hallelujah. And they think, we got it going on. But you better pay attention, brothers and sisters. Because the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who practiced, the Bible says, they hate light. They hate it. So you're going to be hated. Excuse me. You're going to be hated.
Yes.
I have anything to do with you. Just like she said, she read a moment ago. If they do that to a green tree, well, you might well toot it up, baby. Yours coming.
Yes.
I know some of y'all want to escape this war without a scratch. But I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, if you're on this battlefield, let's not forget what Satan said. Not Satan, but Lucifer. Before he was changed from Lucifer into the devil. The Lucifer. Mm-hmm. This is what caused the change. Over there in Isaiah 13:14. The sin is given in detail. If you'll notice. It says, I will. In those two verses, 13 and 14. Isaiah 13:14. He says, I will ascend into the heavens. That's so disrespectful. How you going to come up in my house? God didn't create the heaven for Satan. That's my house. How you going to come up in heaven and disrespect it? He said, I will ascend into the heavens. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. How you going to put your stars above God's stars? How are you going to exalt your throne above the stars of God? Just totally disrespectful. I will set upon the mount of the congregation. And boy, when I see that, I think about how many congregations know this. So when he sings songs, it always about the congregation. They sing to the congregation. They get applause from the congregation. The congregation determines who pastors the church, who's over this. So the congregation got things under control because they vote on it. Preach.
Amen.
They vote on it. So the congregation. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, that's Lucifer. That's the devil controlling things. Because that's what Satan wants to do. He wants to be over the congregation. Oh, yeah, they'll throw a little Jesus in there to spice it up.
Yeah.
I like that Trump. How you going to work, offend the Constitution, but then you going to go against the Constitution? Can't do both of them. How you going to offend Christ, but you won't teach Christ? How you going to make Jesus Lord, but yet the preacher, I had a preacher say on a tape this morning, or not a tape necessarily, but on YouTube. He said, oh, I don't have to preach over here. I got my church. Man, I looked at that thing. He said, I can say what I want to say over here because I got my own church. Wait a minute. If it's your church, then where's Christ at?
Yes,
I thought it was
yes.
Christ's church. Y'all just help me to understand this. That's Satan's way of talking, but you got to be able to hear that.
Yes, yes.
He said, I'm going to sit upon the mount of the congregation. That's all of it. And he said, then yes. I will ascend above the highest of the clouds, and I'll be like the Most High. He wanted to be like God.
Yes.
So when you see these churches operating, they ain't worried about the world. Because what I call the world, they ain't trying to play church out there. They know what they're doing. They do what they do, whatever it is. If it's LBGU or LGBTQ, I'm sorry. I just laugh about that stuff sometimes. Man.
Yeah.
Russia don't play that mess. Only in America. Putin says, if anybody come over there playing that stuff, they're going to burn them and kick them out. You want to go to a place? I mean, there is a lot of communism, a lot of stuff over there. But there are places in Africa. There's some places in Africa don't play that mess. It's in America.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, check the internet. You'll see who down with all these different laws. They changing the word of God. So Lucifer became Satan by choosing his own will above the will of God. And that's what I see in America. So when Lucifer mm-hmm. say, I will, sin began. That's where sin originated. So that's why we have to be careful what comes out of our mouth.
Yes, yes.
Because God said, I'm your shepherd. And you say, well, I got to find this. Mm-hmm. No, the Lord is your shepherd. Let him lead you. Either he's
yes.
going to do it or you don't have one. See? So, the fall of Satan. God determined that Satan, and I'd say his angels, his angels, and believe me, brothers and sisters, even though we didn't get into a lot of it, but I'm going to go ahead on and tell you today, 1 Peter 5 and 8, we'll go there, 1 Peter 5 and 8.
Okay, one moment. 1 Peter 5 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
1 Peter 5 and 8, Messenger Bible. Keep a cool head. Stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Amen. Amen.
The Bible says he is our adversary.
Yes.
He's our adversary. He opposes stuff we try to do, things we know. So, you know, when you start seeing that, know that it's Satan.
Yes.
The name
Amen.
And title of these different spirits and how he failed. And you remember Jesus said over there in Luke 10:18, we'll go there too. So you can see it. You got to be able to see what Jesus saw. And to see that, you have to go to the Word of God. So in Luke 10, the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 10, verse 18, I'm going to read it out to King James first. It said, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as a lightning fall from heaven.
Yes, out of the Messenger Bible, Luke 10:18, Jesus said, I know, I saw Satan fall, a ball of lightning out of the sky. Amen. Amen.
So when he fell, he became our adversary. And God saw him as a devil. So in Revelation 12, let me go here. Revelation 12 and verses 9. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
It reads like this. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He cast out into the earth, and his angel were cast out with him.
Yes. Revelation 12:9. The great dragon, ancient serpent, the one called devil and Satan, the one who led the whole earth astray, thrown out, and all his angels thrown out with him, thrown down to earth. Amen, amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters, how did he do that? Because he's the God of this world. He led people astray. You may ask, how did he do that? How could he have possibly did that? Through slander, through lies, through deceit, through
yes.
false charges. I'm going to tell you, it don't take a whole lot for people to be led the wrong way. I'm telling you, Trump decreed and declared that he had not lost the election. And he went all around trying to convince people that he did not lose the election. Especially in Georgia, he made the call to try to persuade people to say, but he told them, I need 11,780 votes. One more than what I need. 11,780 votes. He really needed 11,779, but he needed one more so to make sure he won. And
Amen.
Those people believe that.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised how many people believe. Well, they're just being mean. That's how Satan does. He always hides. But he is our adversary. The Bible
yes.
calls him Beelzebub, the prince of the demons.
Mm.
He's the prince of the demons. In Matthew 12:24. See, when you understand that he is a slanderer, one who tells lies, one who a cheat, one who fabricate lies, he's such a liar, he just fabricate lies.
Amen, amen.
He's a deceiver. He's a great deceiver, brothers and sisters. So I want you to get that twisted. Because that's what them demons does, okay?
Yes.
That's what demons does. And Jesus said, I saw you when you fell. I saw it. And that's
yes.
what we have to do. We have to go into scripture and see it like Jesus saw it. But in Matthew, the 12th chapter, and I'm going to go to the 24th verse. It reads like this. The 24th verse says, but, and the reason I'm saying this, you can go back before and read all the stuff that happened, how the devil had blind and dumb and all that. But the 24th verse says this, but when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this Father doeth not cast out demons or devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devil.
Yes. Matthew 12:24, Messenger Bible reads, But the Pharisees, when they heard the report, were cynical. Black magic, they said. Some devil trick he pulled from his sleeve. Amen. Amen.
See, what had happened, these folks had got delivered. They had got delivered. Some couldn't talk. Some was blind. Some was dumb. The Lord healed all these people. They heard the dumb speak. They saw the blind see. They saw this stuff. And the Pharisees were so upset at all the people. I mean, you know, they should have just been amazed at the mere fact that isn't that just the son of David? This is what was promised to us. But see, the Pharisees heard this stuff. And they wanted to say, wait a minute, because see, Beelzebub was real. It was a real spirit. And but he was called that. And so Jesus let him know, how can one devil cast out another one? It ain't going to happen. He was doing what was him in him to do. So the demons is referenced to as a Beelzebub, but that Beelzebub was the prince of all the demons. So when I tell people about the prince of the air, Satan is the one that controlling. Listen, brothers and sisters, let me be clear again. God has all power. Whatever going on, God allowed it to happen. But because Adam sold this over, gave this over to Satan at the time, then legally, Satan had the right to control the atmosphere, the time, the conditions, and all of this stuff. If you like it or not, he does. But you got the power to bind it up.
Yeah, amen, amen.
You got the power to fix a lot of this stuff. Just like Jesus did. Remember when the wind was blowing and they had a tornado out there. They had a hurricane out there and such and so much until it just blew and began to get all on the ship in different places. They got so scared. Today they said, go down and wake up Jesus. They went down and woke him up and said, Jesus, you don't care we die. I mean, care not that we perish. I mean, come on, Jesus.
Oh,
and look what Jesus did. He got up, went on the top of the deck, and he rebuked the wind and told his peace be still. Now, if that was God doing that, why would Jesus rebuke God? That don't make no sense. And then they was killing people. And if that's the case, if God go around killing folks, to get them to obey, why don't you kill a few of your children? Why don't you knock them upside the head and kill them? That ain't God, people. That's the devil. The Bible says in John 10:10, the thief come but to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Okay? But I want you to read, if you will, 2 Corinthians 6 and 15. 2 Corinthians 6, 15. And while y'all there, in the margin of your Bible, I want you to write the word Satan. When y'all get a chance. Yeah, 2 Corinthians 6, 15.
2 Corinthians 6, 15. Does Christ go strolling with the devil? Do trust and mistrust hold hands?
He don't hang out with the devil.
Yes, the answer would be no.
Thank you. A whole lot of stuff we shouldn't be doing with the world. The only purpose we have the world is to show them the light. So wherever you go, you should be trying to show people the light. That's why when we read in Revelation 12, He gave all of Satan's names. All of them. That old serpent, Satan, the devil, Lucifer. All those names came up in that one verse. If you go back and you'll see it.
Yeah.
Called the devil. Because that's what he is. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, that old serpent, that's what he's called too. He's been given, yeah. That's why it's important. And whenever you're talking about the devil, talk about him and his angels. The devil and his angel. You may not, can't identify, but it's important that you learn to identify what's going on. They call the spirit discernment. Somebody say, well, why? Well, when you read in the book of Acts, Stephen was getting ready to cast out demons. Said, Jesus we know, Paul we know, but who are you? See, you got to be specific. They need to know that you know what you're talking about. You go out there and try to play with these demons if you want to. It don't work like that. You need to call them by name.
Yes.
And you got to know when Satan, just like Lucifer, like the Bible called Lucifer, the dragon.
Yes.
He's been called the angel of light. And that scripture I was trying to tell you about, Mama, I just thought about it. It's Ephesians 2. Let me find that. Ephesians 2 and 2. That was a scripture I was trying to think about a moment ago. It's in Ephesians. It's Ephesians 2 and 2. So you'll see that he is the prince of the air. So in Ephesians 2, verses 2, it says, if I can get over here, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
Ephesians 2 and 2. You let the world, which doesn't know you, first thing about living, tell you how to live. You fill your lungs with polluted unbelief and then exhale disobedience. Amen, amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters, we've all been there. We've lived according to the course of this world, according to the things that Satan out, but we don't live there anymore. That's not who we are. And you have to make that distinct. You have to do that because he is the prince of the power of the air. That's who he is.
Yes.
Remember what he does in Revelations 12 and 10. He is there at the throne of God. He is there pleading with God. He's there constantly telling lies to God. So in Revelations 12 and 10, we learn that he is the accuser of the brother. That's what that reference to. So you want to read Revelations 12 and 10? We're about done, brothers and sisters, unless somebody else has something they want to share. Just press 1.
Revelations 12 and 10. Then I heard a strong voice out of heaven saying, salvation and power are established, kingdom of our God, authority of his Messiah. The accuser of our brothers and sisters thrown out, who accused them day and night before God. Amen, amen.
That's what Satan was doing. But see, now that you're in Christ, he can't accuse you. Because Christ picks it up. He become our lawyer. Because all Satan does is lie. John 8:44 says he is the father of all liars. And let me tell you, there's more names for Satan than I have a list to try to display. But these characters is revealed in some of the things that we've talked about today, okay? So if you go through some of these scriptures, you'll see that's his character, his characteristics. If you want to see and study how Satan operates, how them demons, and I'm going to tell you right off, go no further than Trump. You can about see Satan working in that man, lying in. I mean, he works in him big time, and he surrenders to him and make up lies.
Oh, yes.
But if anybody else have any other comments they want to make, just press 1. We're still here. Press 1. Hallelujah. Press 1. Okay, Evangelist William, you have anything you want to share?
Not at this time, Pastor. Good lesson for the week.
Okay, we'll continue to pray for Pastor Bell, and she have a safe journey, and we just continue to send ministering spirits her way, and also Evangelist Sharon as well. And Brother Joe, Pastor Joe Apollock. So we're sending ministering angels, these people way right now in the name of Jesus.